Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Jesus.
I need you.
I need you, touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever.
Hallelujah.
When my strength is gone and I have no words to say, as long as I have breath, there's a name that I can call. I can call on Jesus, oh Jesus, 'cause I belong to Jesus, Jesus. See, when your strength is gone and you have no words to say, as long as you have breath, there's a name that you can call. You can call on Jesus, plead the blood of Jesus. Come and call on Jesus, oh Jesus. Somebody help me cry. Somebody help me call. The anointed name, your Savior calls. Come cry out to Him. Cry out to Him. With all your heart cry.
Ruka
O Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the one that dwells between the cherubims, you are the Almighty God, the one who made heaven and earth, the one who sits in the circle of the earth, the one the elders and the angels bow before. For heaven is your throne and the earth is your footstool. Receive your praise, O God. Receive your worship, O Lord. Accept our offering as we honor you today. We bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 I lay down my life, I lay down my will, 'cause you deserve.
But you remain, oh omnipotent God. Kings and kingdoms rise and fall, but you remain the same. Omnipotent God, omnipotent God, all power belongs to you. Lion of Judah, oh, all sufficient one, all glory belongs to you. King of Zion, your name is
my heart, captivated my soul.
You make my whole world so beautiful.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning. Excuse me, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His blessed Holy Spirit. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brupoyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the Rose of Sharon. He is the Lily of the Valley. He is the bright and morning star. Let us just begin to bless him this morning. Lift up your voice and begin to bless him. Father, we bless you. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, O God. We glorify your name, O God. Your name is worthy of praise. Your name is worthy of glory. Your name is worthy of honor, O God. We bless your holy name. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor, O God. There is no one like you. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the Alpha. You are the Omega. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, O God. Thank you, Lord, for this breath that we breathe that is yours. Oh, God, we bless your name. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our grandchildren. Thank you for our spouses. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, for our siblings, our nieces and nephews, our parents, oh, God, that are alive. We say thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank God for those of you who have parents that are alive. Begin to tell the Lord, thank you for your parents. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father, we bless you. We praise you. We thank you, oh, God. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for all that you will do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. Father, we come to thy throne of grace. And we ask for mercy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Have mercy upon us, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we cry out for mercy. Mercies on you every morning. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, we pray for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins and cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, release the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. We release the blood in our homes, in our families, the blood of Jesus. We soak every cell, tissue, organ, system in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children, grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, our spouses in the blood of Jesus. We soak our nieces and nephews in the blood of Jesus, our siblings in the blood of Jesus, our parents that are alive, we soak them in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, let the blood of Jesus speak for us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your precious blood. Holy Spirit, once again, we welcome you in our midst. We cannot do a prayer service without you. We need you, Holy Spirit, every second. We need you, Holy Spirit, every hour. We need you, Spirit of the living God. We need you, Holy Ghost. We need you, Holy Spirit. We need you, Holy Spirit. We need you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, we need you. We need you, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of the living God, have mercy. In Jesus' name, have mercy. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us into all truth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your presence, Spirit of the living God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Move in our midst. Send your holy angels, O Lord, to be with us, guiding us and protecting us. In the name of Jesus, we declare this zone, this area, holy unto the Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, 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 O God. Creating us a clean heart and renew our right spirit within us, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, this morning, as I was in prayer at 3 a.m., the Lord spoke and said to everybody, this is a word for everybody, hallelujah. He used it by people who are called by my name to humble themselves. Hallelujah. Let's look at that scripture this morning in the name of Jesus, and we're going to pray a prayer of repentance because God is calling the church, the body of Christ, into repentance. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's calling the church. He said this morning, his spirit is grieved. He said his spirit is grieved. Grieve, grieve, grieve for all that is happening in the body of Christ. His spirit is grieved. The Father's spirit is grieved. He said that if people do not repent and turn from their wicked ways, he will release his judgment. Hallelujah. Just like he did in the days of Noah. But this time it will come in the form of fire and brimstone. Hallelujah. He said that the apostles, we, the apostles must repent. The archbishops must repent. The pastors must repent. The prophets must repent. He said the prophets must repent. The teachers must repent. The evangelicals must repent. The body of Christ, the members, they must repent. The body of Christ have let him die. The body of Christ must repent. He said, tell them to repent. You repent, repent, repent. Otherwise, his judgment will be released and he will destroy because his heart is grieved. Grieve, grieve over what is happening in the whole world. His heart is grieved. The wickedness has gone too far. He said the wickedness in the earth has gone too far. He said only 1% of the 1%, 1% of the body of Christ, if he will take the body of Christ right now, if he would come now to judge, only 1% will go into his kingdom. Only 1% will qualify to go to heaven. Only 1%. Think about it. God said only 1%. And how many Christians are all over the world? And so that be, if God said 1%, what is 1%? So that be if 100 people in a church, only one person will go to heaven. Think about it. If 100 people, if 200 people in a church, only two will go. That's 1%. Think about 5,000 people in the church. Think about what is 1% of 5,000? 10,000, what is 1% of 10,000? But he said 1% in the whole, every 1%, if you put all the churches together, what, can you imagine? The Lord is saying that all the churches, all the Christians in the world, all the Christians who say, all of us who say we know him, we love him, only 1% of us will go. 1%. And the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. You can't say, it's not me. No, he's speaking to every one of us. Every one of us. Everyone. 1%. 1%. He said the heart of man is desperately wicked and evil. He said he sees the heart. He said the Christian's heart, they're wicked and evil just like the world. The Christian thoughts, the thoughts that a Christian think about is wicked. It's just like the world. The way the Christians talk and walk, just like the world. The way the Christian mingle, just like the world. He said, you cannot find a difference between the world and the Christians. There's no difference. The Christians are not representing, his sons and daughters are not representing him. His church now is a place of prostituted people, prostitute the gospel. A place of den and robbers, place people steal. It has become commercialized. His church was not made to be a commercial place. His church must be called a house of prayer for all nations. So what Nehemiah heard, that the walls were broken in Nehemiah 1, and he repented and he prayed and he called on God for mercy. So don't think you're excluded. Do not think you're excluded. I cannot think I'm excluded. Hallelujah. We don't. So when God is speaking, he's speaking to everyone. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit, allow the Holy Spirit to convict your heart, convict our hearts. What are we doing that is not pleasing to God? What are our thoughts that is not pleasing to God? Can God hear our conversations? He hears it. Is it pleasing to God? So we cannot only look at the apostles and the bishops and the prophets. We got to look at ourselves. Look at the man in the mirror. Look at the man in the mirror. We have to look at ourselves. I can't point finger to you. You can't point finger to me. Look how we have to look at ourselves. What kind of thoughts do we have? What kind of conversations do we keep? Because every word, idle word, Jesus says will be accountable for. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Our thoughts, God sees our thoughts. Hallelujah. He knows our secrets. He knows everything about us. He said we should turn. We should turn. We should turn from our wicked ways. We should turn from our wicked ways. Hallelujah. And he took me back to 2 Chronicles 7:14. Hallelujah. If my people, which are called by my name, shall I humble themselves? Humble, humility. A lot of people will not humble themselves and pray. Humble themselves and pray. And do not say, oh, it's not me, because you got pride. You think you're perfect. No, we're not perfect. No. And when God speaks, he's speaking to everyone, everyone. I don't care who we are, whether we bishops, archbishop, he's speaking to everybody. And pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. He's telling his people are wicked. He said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he's talking to us, turn from our wicked ways. Turn from our wickedness and I may completely turn. Repent. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord spoke this morning at 3 a.m. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. This is a word. Let everyone know. Spread this word. People, tell people around. They must repent. They were all your Christian friends, your brothers and sisters. This is a word that has come. Release it. Repent. God said only 1% of the Christians in the world, 1%, if he would destroy the world right now, only 1% will enter. Do you know whether you are in that 1%? Do I know whether I'm in that 1%? No. God didn't come for only 1% of the world. He came for God so loved the world. He came for 100%. He didn't come for 99%. He came for 100%. He said 99.9 wouldn't do. 99.99 wouldn't do. He came for the world 100%. He didn't come for 1%. His son did not only die for 1%. His son died for 100%. For all. For all. He said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Then let's look at Nehemiah chapter 1. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Take this message. Take this message. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take the word. Take this word. Look at the man in the mirror. Look at ourselves. Stop pointing fingers. Look at ourselves. Are we in that number? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Nehemiah 4 came and he heard these words, he said unto me, the remnant that are left of captivity, there in the province are in affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. He said, this is what has happened. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 4, Nehemiah 1, verse 4, it says, and it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Hallelujah. We're going to do a fast. If you want to be a part of it, fast. It's just no food, just water. No food, just water. Wednesday, those of you that are not sick, you don't have to get into the fast. But those who can make it, get into it. Hallelujah. Just water fast. And we're going to be doing this fast every week. It's a fast of repentance. For 3 days, every week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we will fast, water fast, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Those of you that are sick and can't fast because of your medication, hallelujah, amen, I will give you instructions, hallelujah, but no solid, hallelujah, water fast, water fast. And it's a fast of repentance. Nehemiah fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. And then he said, and I beseech you, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thy ear now be attentive and thy eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. You didn't see Nehemiah taking himself out of it. He said, both I and my father's house have sinned. Don't think you out of it. We have dwelt very corruptly against you, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statute, nor the judgment which commanded thy servant Moses. Remember, I resist thee, the word that thou commanded thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if you turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though there were of you cast out into the uttermost parts of the heaven, yet I will gather them from thence and will bring them into the land that I have chosen to set my, to the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now, these are thy servants and people whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let thy ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear. You see what it says, verse 11? Who desire to fear with your name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant this day, grant him mercy in the sight of this man. For I was the king's cupbearer. And so, what do you mean? To us, we're supposed to pray. If we fear the Lord, we cannot take this for granted. It is for everybody in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Do not take this word for granted. Amen. In Jesus' name, the heart of the Lord is grieving. Hallelujah. He said, just like he destroyed Noah, destroyed in the Old Testament, the flood came, but this time fire and brimstone, and he will do it quickly if we don't turn to him. Hallelujah. So Psalm 107 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from east and from west, and from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. Therefore, no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fit death in them. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses." Hallelujah. "And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness, in the shadow of death, being born in affliction and iron, because they rebel against the words of God and contempt the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down. There was none to help. It's the second time. None to help. Then they cried unto the Lord. In their trouble, he saved them out of their distresses. Hallelujah. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break the bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men." That's the second. "For he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, I afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saves them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. All that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his work with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships and do business in great waters, he sees the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifted up the weight thereof. They mount up to the heaven. They go down and get to the depth. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them into their desired haven. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of elders. He turned rivers into wilderness, and a water spring into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turned the wilderness into standing water, and dry ground into water spring. And there he maketh the hunger to dwell, that they may prepare a city of habitation, and sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blessed them also, that they are multiplied greatly, and suffer not that cattle to decrease. Again, they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes and causes them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord." Take your time and read this, because we're going to use this scripture as we pray. This psalm, as we fast and pray for the next coming weeks, 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, every day, water fast. Prepare your body for that fast, amen, in the name of Jesus, for 3 days, water. For those that are on medication, contact me. I will tell you what to do in the name of Jesus. And these are the scriptures that the Lord gave me. If my people who are called by my name, and then he gave me this, because we want to see his loving kindness, even though the people did all these things, when they call upon God, God answered them. Amen? Read that in your own time. He's a merciful God. He's a merciful God. So what I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, I brought the word. Hallelujah. It is for everyone, everyone, including myself. Nobody is exempted. Take this word to your personal repentance. Hallelujah. And let everyone know that God said he will destroy if we don't turn from our wicked ways. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us get ready for Holy Communion. Hallelujah. The blood that Jesus shed for us way back on Calvary. The blood that gives us strength from day to day. It will never ever lose its power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. Anoint yourself with oil this morning. Begin to tell Jesus, thank you for his blood. Thank you for his blood. Father God, thank you for your blood. Breathe on the elements, O God, in the name of Jesus. Breathe on the elements, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, turn it from the natural to the supernatural in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray we pray for salvation, for healing, for deliverance, for restoration in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let us take the Holy Communion in Jesus' name. For I have received of the Lord that which I also deliver unto you. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Hallelujah. He took prayer and he said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You never take of your bread or your crackers that represents the body of Christ. After the same manner, he also took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the new testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or juice that represents the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. For let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we will judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that he come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, we just thank you this morning for the Holy Communion. Receive all the benefits of the Holy Communion in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you for this holy sacrament. We pray for healing, deliverance, restoration, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Release your Sabbath day blessings upon your children, upon us in the name of Jesus. We pray for the Holy Spirit to continue walking with us in the name of Jesus, that we will not grieve the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Forgive us our foolish thoughts and empty thoughts, O God. Forgive us. Have mercy. Let everything we do bring glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyi from I Am That I Am. We bless God. We love each and every one of you. I pray that you have a blessed day. Amen. In the name of Jesus, if you have your Sabbath offering, we release the blood of Jesus. We ask God to multiply the offering in the name of Jesus. We ask God to bless it in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless his name. Hallelujah. We adore his name. We worship him in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. I love you. Have a wonderful day. Join us this evening at 7 for the Holy Communion and prayer service. Bring your requests and we'll pray for you. Have a blessed day. Thank you for joining. In Jesus' name, amen.